This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, April 25th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Cambodia has one of the nastiest anti-union, anti-worker records in the world. Now it has passed a new trade union bill, which will make matters even worse. Radio Labour's senior correspondent, Seymoury Ainsborough, has the latest news.
With the support of international labour organisations, workers in Cambodia are protesting a new labour law. The law was pushed through the National Assembly by the government, despite objections by the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO, the country's unions, and global labour federations such as Industrial. Even a number of multinational garment brands have said they oppose the law. The newly adopted legislation imposes new limits on the right to strike, allows government intervention into internal union affairs, and permits employers to apply for the dissolution of unions. Cambodia has more than 1,200 garment factories, producing about $6 billion in exports. The factories produce clothes for companies such as Gap and Nike. Women make up most of the country's 700,000 garment labor force. They earn a minimum wage of $4.50 a day. That works out to about 12 cents a t-shirt. The new law has been condemned by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers at the world level. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrell told the media that the government has backed the Anti-Union Employers Federation at every step. It has continually pushed back against decent working conditions and wages. The government and police violence against those fighting for the respect of international workers' rights must end, she said. This is Seymoury Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, is releasing a series of videos attacking the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The TPP is a huge trade deal involving 12 nations that produce nearly 40% of the world's GDP. It includes special courts, which multinational corporations can use to sue governments if they think government action has impaired their profit-making. Labor groups are comparing TPP with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which saw many good-paying unionized jobs transferred to non-union companies in Mexico, which pay substantially less. Promises that better wages and working conditions for the Mexican workers have not been kept. One of the videos released by the AFL-CIO focuses on local governments that are fighting the TPP because it will result in thousands of job losses in their communities. DeWitt Walton is a council member in Allegheny County in the state of Pennsylvania.
I've seen too many people have their lives destroyed because the jobs went away. The Allegheny County Council opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership because they understand the devastating impact that passage of that would have on their communities and their constituents. We can't have a continuation of what's gone wrong. We can't have another NAFTA. There's too much at risk. It's too important. Across the greater Pittsburgh area, across America, people are frustrated by their inability to provide for their families, to have a future. What happens if TPP passes? There will be another generation who won't be able to find work.
Zahara Heckscher is a worker suffering with cancer.
I'm alive right now because of the progress that's been made in medicine. It's these medicines that are the difference between me being alive and thriving and what happened to my mother, which is just dying. I found out that the TPP will actually threaten access to the kinds of medicines that are keeping me alive. What I want people to know about it is the TPP affects human lives. What difference does it make if the medicines are available if you can't access them?
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.